Yes, indeed, and he just doesn't look after them in terms of initiative. He has coached them, and he has formed a relationship with, you know, a coaching relationship with Vivian Cherryuth that has lasted a long, long time, and he supported her very, 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 very keenly, and, you know, just nearly part of the family, really. And as you know, she came to Donegal, trained in Donegal, and, you know, we're delighted. Everybody's delighted for her. She's a nice, lovely girl, and her victory was very interesting because Adama, who's actually Emma Davies, standing behind me here, signing a thing here, a on her world record, just right behind me at the moment. She would have been the pre-race favourite, and you know, in the warm up, you know, we talked to Ricky about how they were going to figure out to beat Adama, and didn't seem it was possible, but they had a plan, and it worked for them, and both Helen O'Beary and Vivian did it. And you know, I'm just so happy for Ricky, because when you coach an athlete, and I think people in Ireland need to understand that dimension too, Ricky, that he's not just an agent of the lead athletes in the world, but he's a coach to the lead athletes in the world, and in this case, Vivian and Helen O'Beary. So it was a big, big, massive, big night for him. And of course, Usain won, and you know, he's in that really team and stuff. But I think he's particularly excited about, you know, the coaching situation with Vivian and Helen.
Yeah, and he's put a lot of work into these girls and other athletes. And when Vivian came to Donegal about 7 years ago, Patsy, was the potential back then known that she could become an Olympic champion down the line?
She was a world lead athlete. Yeah. Very, very simple girl, really. You know, can you hear me?
I'll be back now, Patsy.
Yeah, she was a very, very simple girl. You know, when but she's been a world lead athlete throughout, you know. She took a year out there to have a baby, but she's back now and really, really... And an Olympic record, obviously, last night as well, you know, so beating Chabot's record, which stood since 2000. And I was kind of fortunate or unfortunate to be in the stadium that night because it meant that she beat Sonia, but, I mean, in Sydney. But look, great performance for him, and well done to him, and that's a massive achievement for him.
It certainly is. We'll just mention Usain Bolt, the magic man of athletics, the 100, the 200. He got the relay medal as well. That's the triple for Usain Bolt, and a fantastic athlete, Patsy, and very much on show again what his quality really is, and it's going to be the last Olympic Games for him. And listen, the way he's going, he could still go on for a long time.
I suppose, have that conversation, and you know, hopefully he'll go on to London, and you know, in some respects, you know, for the World Championships. We're in London next year for the World Championships, and hopefully he'll go on to that in some regard, you know, maybe in the relay, maybe in the 100 only, maybe the 200 only, you know. But he's just such an unbelievable athlete, and his achievements are unbelievable. And you know, I would ask the question, you know, do you put him up in global and the global icons of sport with Pelé and Muhammad Ali and these people now at this point in his life? You know, he's just an unbelievable athlete. So, you know, what more can you say? The words have been all used, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, they all have. But what about the? I've just actually, before we look at the Irish, Mo Farah is in action tonight as well in the 5,000 metres. Can he do a double at the Games, Patsy? Is it close for him?
I think he can. I think his confidence is strong enough. I think his kick is strong enough. I think that, you know, his situation after the semis is good. I think if you were talking to him right now, he's confident that he can do it. So no doubt the Keynes midfielders will have a right good rattle at him as they did in the 10. And, you know, it'll be another head-to-head. Like, you know, it'll be an absolute great head-banging session, you know, out there in the track. But I think Mo will be mentally tough enough to come through. So I would put my money on Mo.
Yeah, obviously the argy bargy stuff doesn't really faze him after what we've seen from the last few races.
Aye, you know, with Argy Bargy, there's no wild Argy Bargy in it, other than, you know, he went down, but he got up again. And, you know, look at the distance as I find myself, and this time round, you know, my steeplechase gear went down, you know, it just happened, and there's people looking for space, and there's a bit of pushing going to happen, and look, if it could go either way, you know, you just have to hope that it doesn't knock you out forever. So it's grand, he's well able for it. He's only a light wee boy anyway, and he bounced back up again, and away he went, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the walk-in yesterday, Patsy. We'll start with our own Donegal man, Brendan Boyce. First of all, inside the top 20, finished 19th, and then it was upgraded to 18th, and then back to 19th again. But a top 20 finish, he was about 4 minutes or so off his PB, but it was very grueling conditions for that 50k walk yesterday. But Brendan, very pleased with his performance in Rio.
His initial reaction was interesting. You know, two kinds of reaction. One was he was delighted, and the other one, the other thing came out of him was immediately when he was just hanging on to that fence beside the finish was, why do I do this, you know, but look, he targeted top 16, top 20. He finished 19th. He'd be happy with the finish position. Conditions were tough. He battled through, you know, from a position very, very sensibly. He didn't go mad at the start. He kept it steady and he worked it through. And I'd say, you know, as he licks his wounds in terms of the effort of today, he'd be happy that he made top 20 in the world. And, you know, I think everybody in Loughford and all around that area and Donegal should be very proud that this boy able to put his head on the line every day and training and for years and years, and he comes out and he does what he says he's going to do, which is top 20 in the world in the Olympic Games. So second Olympic Games as well, you know, I think it can pass us by sometimes, but it's pretty mean achievement, so it is. And, you know, and I have to emphasise conditions. I mean, people watched the race. I'm sure they did, because Rob was in it too. And you know, those guys went down there. I mean, those guys just were gone. There was people taking off in wheelchairs. It was, the humidity was pretty strong. So I was throwing balls of water on myself, standing watching it, just moving around and going up and down the course shouting at him, and we were driving boys on. But it was serious heat. But look, they trained in heat. They trained for these conditions, and we're not complaining.
Yeah, and he spoke to you afterwards, Pat, and said, asked the question, why does he do this? But when he was speaking to the media, he was already looking ahead to London, the World Championships, and getting motivated for the next few years. So he's continuing to look at himself, to improve himself and build on his performance.
Aye, you know, athletes are like that. You know, they will, you know, it depends on the interlink immediately, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And you know, he's looking forward. Of course, he's looking forward. He's only a young man. He's looking forward to the London World Championships. He wants to walk up that same course as he did in the Olympics again, no doubt. And you know, he would bounce back. That's what you would expect, you know. And you don't expect anything less. You know, Rob Heffernan will bounce back. And you know, the conversations that go on in those minutes afterwards, you know, again with me and him and his wife Marion, who coaches him in that and helps him and supports him in that. These are the conversations that go on all the time, you know, right, sir, that's it, you're still alive and well, you're able to compete at world level, so we're going to have to batter on here.
Yeah, and a top six finish for Rob Heffernan, and a fifth Olympic Games. He is, of course, a world champion, but he really tried his hardest to stick with the leading walkers yesterday, but he just didn't have enough in the tank for the medal.
He did. Well, that's pretty much it, you know, but just to get to kind of to explore that out, you know, he could have chased them, but there was a danger, and this is a decision you have to make on the course, you know, is there was a danger, had he chased him, that he'd risked being DQ'd, and he would have been a DNF, and it did not finish, and that wasn't going to be it. And so the decision had to be made, you know, is he going to drive on here, is he going to try and chase and take chances here, and really go after these boys and close that 4, 5, 6, 7 gap, or is he? Are the legs gone to the extent that he can't overstretch, and if he overstretches, he could get DQ'd technically. So basically, the decision in his own head was pretty, pretty clear. You know, let's just keep driving on here and maybe fifth or sixth and that. But, you know, he was in the hunt. He had a real good shot going for a medal. He himself thought that he was going to win at one stage. And, you know, obviously he didn't. But, look, he's remarkable. That's the best way to describe him. He's a remarkable man. And he's just such a great personality and a guy to have around the team. And, you know, I've been very, very, very fortunate for such a long, long time to be in that zone with him, and I take great energy from him as well. You know, and just love sitting around with him and chatting, and because of his personality. But he then translates that then onto the track machine and onto the road, and you know, it's just lovely to see, and I just love being with these guys for that particular reason.
How much did you love being there to watch Thomas Barr in his final? On Thursday, Patsy, just missing out on a medal, finishing fourth, a time that would have given him a medal in other championships. There was a disappointment of a medal not there, but a fantastic run by him, and this man's got a bright future, a fantastic future ahead of him.
Aye. Funny enough, I was kind of disappointed. I was disappointed, but nobody else in the team was disappointed, and I had to kind of revise my thinking, you know, because I kind of felt personally that he didn't execute the first 200 in the race, and you know, but nobody agrees with me now, so I have to tell you that very clearly, and that there was a medal there for him, and that, you know, opportunities don't come too often. But then, and very clearly, and you stated it very steadily, this was a massive, massive, massive performance from this young man. You know, I'd say 2 weeks ago when we were in the training camp, he had no notion of challenging for a medal. He had no notion of getting to the final. he was just a boy that was going to be an Olympian, you know. And he turned around and he really worked, we worked it really well in the training camp, and we got in here and it really worked very well. And then just, you know, as I described it to somebody else in the media, you know, I seen, you know, I remember sitting in the breakfast day one when we went to round one, you know, and I just said to him, this, you know, you need, this team needs to live on for another day. Just one more day. You've got to dream this dream for one more day, and when you go out there and drive this. So basically, we got to the semi-final, and then you go back about the dream again, and the dream's got to live again. You got to get into the final, and then you talk the dream about it again, and that you basically talk that, basically, you know, Thomas, this team could last for the rest of your life if you get a medal here. So he really, really was, really, he was marvellous. I mean, 1948-1997 is just, we never envisaged a response like that. And you know, again, let me say, Oisin, this is the grandest young fella that you could go anywhere with. He's not, you know, sometimes these people, and they have in the past with me on the team, been complicated people. This is a boy who brings no complications to the party at all. He's just the grandest young fella, and, you know, if you've seen his mother and father, you just sit there, and you got to be proud of this young fella, because he did a great job in rearing him, because he's no bother. He just gets on with it, and, you know, I'm just delighted for him. That's my emotions about it all, you know.
Yeah. It was a brilliant performance by him, brilliant run by. Well, Patsy, obviously there's a lot of other things still in headlines off the track and off the courses to do with the ticket touting and the allegations and obviously the arrest of Pat Hickey, which took place earlier in the week. We're hearing everything in the media here, but you're on the ground out there, and what's the reaction been like to what has happened in Rio?
Well, you know, that's very interesting, because, you know, once we heard it first, I put the message out to my people immediately, all my athletes, that we don't engage. This doesn't concern us. This has nothing to do with us. We've got a mission here, and that's the word I use. We've got a mission here, and our mission is to really just perform. And, you know, we're not really interested in tickets or anything else that's going on outside there. And nobody's to engage in this. And I don't even want conversations around the food table about this. And that's the way we approached it. And we don't want to know about it, basically. We're impacted by it. Ireland's impacted by it, should it, the allegations be confirmed. But, you know, at the end of the day, and I know everybody wants stories inside of Oisin, but at the end of the day, my job was to lead a team and to stay out of all that. And thankfully, my crowd, they were deadly. They listened and they didn't engage. And Rob got a wee, got a maybe yesterday in an interview, RTE tried him, and I just closed him down straight away, because couldn't. We don't want to get involved, and, you know, let them sort it out somewhere else. You know, the athletes are trained hard to do a job, and we'll go on and we'll go home and we'll get on with it again.
Yeah, it's a bit unfair on the athletes, Patsy, because we had. If you've seen the boxing fight and that contest and how it was judged, and then we had the situation with the tickets, but we also had Ireland people winning medals. Annalise Murphy took that medal in the boat, and all these controversies was very much overshadowing her brilliant performance, and it's not really fair on the athletes out there.
No, that's a good point, and that's a point we were fair to, you know, a couple of amongst ourselves, you know. You know, Thomas Barr's performance, you know, going to be overshadowed by you know, this all this stuff, you know. But no, I know, I take your point. I absolutely take your point. And I also take your point that it's not fair. And I also take, but look, life is not fair sometimes. And we, you know, we got to do what we got to do. I know that. And I just, you know, when my people said it to me, I just said, well, hopefully we're in the back pages and maybe the other stories in the front pages. And we just, hopefully they will give us some acknowledgement here. And, you know, Annalise Murphy and Young O'Donovan has come to all the athletics with us. He's been everywhere with us since he got his rowing medal. He's part of our, we adopted him then, because the rowers left, as you know, and Sinead and them all went home because they were finished up anyhow. And some of them went on to Rotterdam for a competition, so his brother went on, stayed here with us. So we just took him on board with us, and, you know, he's grand country fella, and he suits us, and, you know, we just get on with it. And, you know, we joke to him about, you know, his banjax for the rest of his life, because he's going to be known as the boy that got the medal, and he can't do nothing wrong. So we just have a crack with him, and it's good. It's good for us, good for him, and we'll get to the end of the next few days and get home again.
Yeah, just finding one other point, and I know that we link up a lot of stuff with Donegal, and with the two girls last night, and Mo Farah, who visited Donegal. We also had one of the Brownlees here for a conference last year. They got gold and silver yesterday, and you just mentioned about athletes going to Rotterdam for competitions. I was watching the two of them on the television, and I think it's Johnny's actually going to go to a competition now in a few days' time. So even though these athletes are Olympic champions, they're right back into the thick of it days later, Patsy.
Aye, that's something people need to stand back and study up. You know, that's the point, actually. That's something people need to study up, you know, that athletes and people in those type of sports like athletics and stuff and roping now and stuff, they just get up the next day, you know, all right, maybe on that particular night, some of them might take a drink and that's it. And, you know, they have other things to do, and they don't lose their run of themselves, and they have other things to do, and they get on with it. And, you know, there's no culture of anything silly. So they just have, I don't know how to answer it, but they do get on with it. And you and the Brownlee boy and the two Brownlee lads, they will get on. They're the same. They're humble boys. They'll just get on with it. And it's very interesting. And I put out a tweet this morning, you know, when you take Donegal into this, you know, I mean, at this moment, I stand here in Rio and the Adidas place looking out the window, there are three people who came to Donegal, trained in Donegal, competed in Donegal, and are now Olympic champions here. That's Alistair, Vivian, and Mo. And, you know, maybe we're not that far off the map, you know, if you can kind of relate to that. But no, to your question, most definitely, we were able to link a lot of Donegal connection stuff. And, you know, the other thing is, and I made the point in a blog I did yesterday, Oisín, you know, Donegal can still turn out good kids and good people, good young people and coaches and parents that will, you know, through their influence, put people into position to possibly make the Olympic Games, to make major championships. You know, we've seen it in recent years in cycling, we've seen it with Jason in boxing, we've seen it in athletics, we've seen it, you know, and I mentioned cycling and rowing now with Sinead and stuff, and badminton, of course, with Chloe. It can be done. People need to take inspiration in Donegal from that, from them, from those people, every one of them. You know, Donegal needs to be proud of them and celebrate them, because they're exceptional people. They're exceptional in their approach, and indeed, they need to be celebrated by everyone, you know, as the example and the inspiration for another generation. And it can be done. And, you know, nobody should ever, ever, ever give up. That's the message that I continue to drive out, and they would concur with that.
Certainly so. Patsy, listen, thanks for joining us live on the phone from Rio, Brazil. Enjoy the rest of your time. When are you actually back home, Patsy?
Back home on Wednesday, and 5 yards away from me is a little Kenny man, Andrew Doherty from up Corena there, and Lurgy Brack. He's kind of in charge of the data set up here, and it's a busy, busy place closing down today, later today. But it's all kind of closing down right now, and we touch down on Wednesday. It's a hell of a long oil flipping journey. We journey to South, followed by road, and then so I'll be well glad to see Donegal again, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, are you going to the closing ceremony?
Yes, we'll go to the closing ceremony, but I need to pass the time at this stage. We've just got marathon runners in action tomorrow, so it's an early, those days are early, it's 5 o'clock up and at it, you know, in the morning.